I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. Boys, turn the spotlight around it and shine it brightly on one very special town in our listening area. Our Civic Showcase City of the Week, Union City, New Jersey. Union City is in Hudson County, population 66,455, and it's shrinking. It's the most densely populated city in the United States, with a density of 51,810 people per square mile.
Get off me!
On me!
Get off me!
On me!
Union City was first inhabited by Munsee-speaking Lenape Native Americans. The Dutch showed up eventually, and they decided they wanted the Lenape's land.
We want the Lenape's land. Can you blame us? It's so beautiful. The Lord in all his mercy bequeathed to us New Jersey, said take it and do as you like.
Yes. Shall we call it Union City?
Yes, yes.
Or Finger Dyke?
No.
Dutch settlers and Native Americans had lots of skirmishes, arguing over land ownership.
Do we use war? Do we use skirmish? What is it?
Peter Stuyvesant came in 1658 and bought the land for 80 fathoms of wampum, 20 fathoms of cloth, 12 brass kettles, 6 guns, 2 blankets, and a half barrel of strong beer.
So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it be Lone Brown.
Immigrants' talents in European-style lace-making earned Union City the name Embroidery Capital of the United States. Unfortunately, overseas competition and changes in fashion foretold the stalling of that embroidery boom.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans.
Hobokenization has brought new restaurants, bars, and art galleries to a Union City in a state of renewal.
Pardon me? Would you have any gray poupon?
Famous people from Union City include Akon, the rapper and singer.
I wanna make up right now, nah. I wanna make up right now.
Bobby Cannavale from Union City, from HBO's Vinyl.
You don't by any chance dig Abraham Maslow?
You kidding? Hierarchy of needs?
Out of sight!
At Wake and Bake, we dig Union City. We're proud to serve you. And we hope we can be your radio station. Hey, George.
Hello.
you're in here assembling the box of pain.
Yes.
It's so nice of you. I throw it and stuff goes everywhere and I'm here knob twiddling and George comes in and puts everything back in the box. George, we had an idea. People should send in small metal items yes. for the box of pain.
Yes.
And then write their name on it.
Yes.
And when we toss it, we can make a little circle of victory, or we'll give it a name, and if their object lands inside of it, they get something.
Yes.
We haven't worked out all the bugs
yes,
yet, but do you
indeed.
Like that?
I love it.
All right, we'll work
great.
On this,
we're
right?
We're going
to
work on it.
You guys are going to be able to contribute to the box of pain, so when it's tossed, your angst and all the rage within you will be in that little object,
yes.
and the more metal, the better.
Start collecting noisy metal objects.
I'm excited. George, what am I doing? It's Animal of the Week. Spider monkeys, I do believe. So if you'll give me a slam, we'll just go right into it and find out about it. Spider monkeys swing from branch to branch in the lush tropical forests in Central and South America, from exotic Mexico to beautiful Brazil. There are 7 spider monkey species, all of which are endangered. The black-headed and brown-headed spider monkeys are seriously threatened. Spider monkeys have prehensile tails and gangly long limbs that practically drag the ground. You can barely see them up there in the canopy, 100 feet above the earth. Spider monkeys dine on fruits mostly, but if forced, they'll lower themselves down to eat leaves and disgusting pus-oozing insects. Spider monkeys aren't as little as you think. They could probably tear you a new one if they wanted to. Humans hunt spider monkeys and they eat them. Monkey munching humans.
Yeah.
Spider monkeys also threatened by logging and malaria and lab testing. Spider monkeys' numbers are dwindling and we need to protect them.
Yeah.
A distinguishing feature of spider monkeys, look how far apart those nostrils are. They're second only in agility to the vain gibbon, who taunts the spider monkey as the gibbon bolts so gracefully from branch to branch, as if to say, top that, spider monkey. Wikipedia, both males and females use anogenital sniffing to check their mates for readiness.
What if people did that? Or do we?
Yes.
Men get near spider monkeys, shake branches and drop limbs.
Then they urinate and they drop pellets.
Aw, gross.
They live about 24 years, though there is old Gummy in Rome, New York at the Children's Zoo. He's the oldest living spider monkey at 55. We love spider monkeys so much at Wake and Bake. We hope you do too. And we're back at the home of anogenital sniffing. We learned all about spider monkeys this morning. Geez, you guys have great ideas on the ACU for the box of pain. Somebody wants to send a Matchbox Pontiac Sunbird in. That would be fantastic. Now here's Gabe Cohen's introspective infrastructure.
At the corner of 42nd and 5th, you pass the main branch of the New York Public Library. Before the construction of the library at the beginning of the 20th century, this corner was the location of the Croton Distribution Reservoir, a massive above-ground man-made lake, which provided Manhattan with fresh water for over half a century.
You could give your people
Culligan water.
The 50-foot-high, 25-foot-thick granite retaining walls, constructed in the then-popular Egyptian revivalist style, soared above the horse and buggy traffic of the streets.
Inconceivable.
To construct the towering structure, thousands of bodies buried in a pauper's grave in what is now Bryant Park had to be exhumed and relocated to Ward's Island. This was part of a larger process of relocation of bodies, which was completed in 1857.
Droopy.
In the 75 acres of allocated land on the island, the remains of 100,000 unidentified bodies were buried. History in New York is like those unmarked graves, those concealed tombs, which men walk across without even noticing. For WFMU, this is Gabriel Cohen.
Someone I always enjoy, Kurt Chalky. Got Chalk with your word of the week, Kurt.
Thanks, Clay. You know, last weekend I was lucky enough to escape the cold up here in the WFMU broadcast area and get down to Miami Beach.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Miami International Airport, terminating point of our flight.
I wasn't, however, lucky enough to spot any manatees, which was the whole reason I was there once the server at a restaurant told me I could see them.
They're gentle giants is what they are. They're just something beautiful from nature giving to us.
I know your listeners are familiar with manatees, also called sea cows, a name which is only rude if it's also rude to call a cow a cow. They're also vegetarians, like cows, but they look a bit like oversized seals, measuring as long as 13 feet and weighing as much as 1,300 pounds.
I took over a weekend last month just to try and recall the whole year.
So I didn't get to hang out with the manatees, but I did get curious about their name. That's our word of the week, manatee. Manatee. And it turns out there's some disagreement about where the name comes from.
Aww.
Some theories hold that it comes from an indigenous Taíno word for breast or udder. Which seems odd, but not as odd as another theory, which says it comes from the Latin word for hand, manus.
Aloha. My name is Mr. Hand. I think you know where the front office is.
Manatees don't have hands, but presumably they have formidable udders.
I'm going back to the gator country where the wine and the women are free.
All told, manatees probably don't care what we call them. Manatees, their comparatively small brains, once led scientists to think that they were the idiots of the ocean. The idiots of the ocean. Manatees. The idiots of the ocean. Manatees. But in recent years, they've been rethinking that. Researchers have recorded more than 13,000 sounds manatees use to communicate. I wonder if one of them is their word for humans. Your guess is as good as mine, Clay. Until next week.
Now here's station manager Ken with your Hump Day Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon. Hopatcong, New Jersey. Hazmat crews responded to a diesel spill in Lake Hopatcong, spoiling the bucolic splendor of New Jersey's largest lake, Philadelphia, PA. A honey truck crashed, creating a frozen sweet treat all over Route 91 near Philadelphia International Airport. Cornville, Arizona, use of an acid-based drain cleaner prompted a hazmat response by the fire department after a homeowner poured the caustic substance down the drain, prompting a chemical reaction. Millsboro, Delaware, a man ran away after a meth lab was found in his home. Police responded to a domestic-related complaint when the woman in the home explained that she believed her son was manufacturing methamphetamine. Once at the site, police found a trash container meth lab in the garage. Altus, Oklahoma, low-grade cocaine was found in a shipment of school books at Altus Administration Building. An employee doing inventory found loose white powder spilling out of basic algebra textbooks. A hazmat team confirmed that the powder was a low-grade cocaine.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, station manager Ken. There's the buzzer. The horror of what a honey truck really is revealed. Okies on coke, meth labs in Delaware. Listeners, what do you think? Do you want a bonus hazmat issue today, a bonus one? They want it, station manager. Go!
A bonus meth lab in Lake Mary, Florida. A mobile meth lab was discovered during a traffic stop. Officers pulled over Vance Hogland because he was not wearing a seatbelt, only to discover cocaine, marijuana, and a working meth lab in the back of his SUV.
There's your hazmat report for this morning with station manager Ken. It's a dangerous world out there.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. When I was a tiny little cheesemonger back in the mid-90s, I learned cheese is basically made of three ingredients: milk, salt, and rennet. Well, time is crucial too, but since you don't throw a clock into the cheese vat, I don't consider it an ingredient. Anyway, I wondered to myself, with so few ingredients, how are there thousands upon thousands of cheeses? There are a few explanations, but one extra ingredient that can determine the outcome of a cheese is bacteria.
Disgusting.
In the form of starter cultures. These beneficial bacteria ferment the milk, converting the lactose, the milk sugar, into lactic acid.
You just ate the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
Which helps the cheese develop flavor as it ages.
Hey man, I never had no acid before, man.
Jeez, I hope you're not busy for about a month.
Different strains of bacteria are used to make different types of cheese. This is one reason why from a simple vat of milk, we have almost endless possibilities for making a delicious, interesting food. Next time, we'll discuss other reasons for the thousands of cheeses.
This week on Wake and Bake Science, we're going to go back 60 years to the first successful launch of a U.S. satellite. Explorer 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was the International Geophysical Year, and after getting a serious butt-kicking from Russia's launch of the Sputnik satellites...
How did a nation of backward peasants forge so dramatically ahead of us in the race to space?
I don't know.
And after some terribly embarrassing launch pad failures...
250 tons of flaming debris and rocket fuel shower down on Cape Canaveral.
We need to secure the area.
The United States was finally able to get a scientific payload into orbit.
Ew! Pet dander! Mom, stop vacuuming!
This vacuum cleaner-sized cylindrical satellite stuffed with scientific sensors, discovered the Van Allen belt.
The Van Allen belt!
Additional data provided by its three onboard instruments gave us lots of information on the magnetosphere.
Only our magnetic shield, the magnetosphere, saves us.
Yeah.
Paving the way so we could have weather, telecommunications and GPS satellites and exploration probes and research missions, and yes, even spinning disco balls in the sky.
Woo!
Yes.
Stay tuned to Wake and Bake Science for more science.
Thoughts and opinions on the people and issues of the day that matter to you most. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. Fabio, what's on your mind this week?
I love going to the movies, to the cinema, to see movies in a dark room with like a bunch of other people all there to see the same thing. I've been going to the movies since I was like 4 or 3 years old or something. And it's one of my favorite things to do. And something that's really been bugging me lately is the way commercials are just thrown at you before every movie now.
We surf fun at Shakey's, we've got player pianos. We surf fun at Shakey's, we've got old-time songs.
You can't go to almost any movie theater, especially commercial movie theaters, without being bombarded by like 10 to 15 minutes worth of crummy, disgusting, stupid-ass commercials.
There's a fragrance that's here today, and they called it Charlie.
I mean, just the most insulting, abusive, totally inappropriate stuff.
You can ship your pants right here.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants!
Kmart.com.
In a movie theater, you pay $15 or more sometimes to see a movie, and you gotta get commercial. I mean, this is not your TV at home. This is a movie theater.
It's only natural for active people to have foot and shoe odor.
It just stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go to the Museum of Modern Art, you know, and are bombarded by commercials next to the painting, right?
3 years ago, Lucite painted my house, part of a nationwide test.
Oh.
This brand is already cracking. This one's even worse. And here's Lucite. Still looks great.
I mean, it's just so annoying. I hate that. Since when did that become okay?
I don't know.
Ugh.
The Free Music Archive pick of the week this week is called Do the Kangaroo, from the album Opulent, by Overhill Lane.
Tiny kangaroo down, sport, tiny kangaroo down.
Hailing from Washington State, Overhill Lane is a mysterious pop band. This track is sweet and simple in terms of melody, but happens to be educational, too.
Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone? The Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised or lowered?
This song taught me the word polyphyodont, a term that describes animals whose teeth grow throughout their lives.
I'm not saying Rob's got big teeth, but Rob is 98% calcium.
As it happens, kangaroos and elephants are the only two mammals whose teeth are continually replaced. Now that you've gotten your morning dose of science facts, here's Do the Kangaroo by Overhill Lane, available for free streaming or download at freemusicarchive.org.
Thinking with my mom, what's gonna leave? Snuggling in my pouch, Joey and me. Looking all around for shrubs and grass. Hot and quick on a goblin fast. Everybody feeling good. Come on, nothing to it. Have a good time. Everybody's doing it. Might as well do it.
Today in history. Tuesday, February 6th. On this day in 1815, New Jersey grants the first American railroad charter to John Stevens. 1951, the Broker, a Pennsylvania Railroad passenger train, derails near Woodbridge Township, New Jersey. The accident killed 85 people and injures over 500 more in 1951. The wreck is one of the worst rail disasters in American history. On this day in 1918, British women over the age of 30 got the right to vote.
You've come a long way, baby. To get where you got to today. You've got Virginia Slims now, baby.
Hey.
You've come a long, long way. Happy birthday.
Ta-ka-ta-ta, grab a harmony. Happy birthday to you. Our birthdays today include Aaron Burr, born 1756, American colonel and pilot, third vice president of the United States. He had that duel here in New Jersey, I think. Matt, you can come on in whenever you want. There he is, Matt Warwick. 1895, Babe Ruth was born. Ava Braun, Hitler's gal pal, born this day 1912. Zsa Zsa Gabor, born 1917. And her sister Ava, which one was Green Acres? I think that might have been Ava Gabor. All those beautiful Gabor women. Tom Brokaw, born this day 1940. Who else? Thanks, Matt. Axl Rose. Matt, born this day, 1962. Can you sing like Axl Rose? Probably not at this hour of the morning.
I can always sing like Axl Rose.
Careful, I got you backed up because I know it's loud.
Oh.
Do a little Axl. What would he sing?
What's that one?
That high stuff, man.
He's like, I'm trying to think.
Welcome to the jungle. You're in the jungle, baby! You're gonna die!
Right?
Oh, man, that was fantastic, dude. Ronald Reagan also got a birthday today.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Old Dutch. How you doing, Matt?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired.
Are you? Did you work last night?
I did, yeah.
Tendon bar. Karaoke?
Yep.
Do you run the karaoke?
No.
I always ask you and then I forget. Did you chime in, though?
Yeah, I just sang the Bee Gees song that I always sing.
Is it getting to be your go-to?
Yeah, it's at this point, I just hate even choosing anything.
Are people rolling their eyes? Here he goes again with the...
Yeah, pretty much.
They love you, man. I'm sure you're the best singer there. What one was it?
I sang More Than a Woman, which is like total go-to for me.
Do they have the little sheet you can look at the songs?
No, there's a TV that has the words that come up.
Right. But isn't there a you can choose from a
menu?
Oh,
yeah, but I don't even look at it anymore.
You're just so jaded there, aren't you?
A little bit.
Are you just dragging through your nights?
Yep. Yes, I am.
You hate it? Honestly.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What is it? It's just not what you want to do.
Yeah, it's just not, you know, it's pretty easy work, I guess. You know, you just pour something in another thing.
Now, do you get your hand in the cookie jar? Do you find yourself drinking?
No.
You're working?
I drink a lot of seltzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
all
you're sober.
Night. Oh, no, completely.
Yeah.
And no, I don't like drinking.
Is that the bartender's code, kind of?
No, not at all. I worked with a lot of people who did not follow that code.
Now, what about that other stuff, that nose candy?
No.
Stuff that, Does that go around the bartending world?
It actually, yeah, I would say yes. I've seen that too, yeah. I'm not like a crazy bar. I just bartend once a week.
Right, right.
But
and then
but yeah,
after you get off, you go out.
And that's when you...
The
yeah,
candy.
Yeah, the candy. And
the drinking and the promiscuity.
You know me.
Ecstasy.
You just described my whole life.
The K-hole. Were you in a K-hole last night?
Yeah, I was in a K-hole.
I've never been in a K-hole. My wife tells me it's pretty awful.
I can't even describe to you.
I don't think she was in a K-hole.
I don't even really, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what a K-hole is.
Going to the K-hole. Oh, come on, sing it. Going to the K-hole.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm down in the K-hole.
Bum, 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 bum. I'm down in the K-hole.
Down in the K-hole, baby. What's the worst hangover you ever had? And recount that experience, just in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, I was a landscaper.
Right.
And I came home about a couple hours before I had to landscape.
Oh, no.
And then it was a dumb night and an even dumber day.
I remember that in church, coming home and praying to the porcelain gods, and my mom came up and caught me and made me usher in a church the next morning. Hold on, Matt, talk.
Talking. I'm going to fill that void of space with my voice. There it is.
In the K-hole, I'm going down in the
K-hole
of love. Down in the K-hole, baby. I remember our band one night. It was just one of those crazy nights. They're sending up shots, flaming alcohol, probably any kind of candy you can imagine. And we destroyed the whole set. The whole tear down the drums and the amps. I woke up the next day. It was like the Godfather when he wakes up with a horse head.
Yeah.
I had cut my leg, and there was just a pool of blood. I probably needed stitches all in my head. Let's sing this. Let's see.
In the
field of bodies burning.
Is this where it comes in?
I don't know.
There is something burning. Dunno.
In the K-hole of destruction. I am now applying suction. Feel the body's burning.
While the war machine keeps turning. In the
keyhole of New Jersey.
Out of something at the throwdown.
Duty. I must go and do my duty. I love you all.
This is making me laugh too much.
Oh, man, you got to get to work here.
I guess so, right?
Wait, you talk. I'm going to get you queued up.
All right, I'm going to talk right now. This is me.
Talk about Ozzy. Do you have his back, essentially?
I do love Black Sabbath.
Right.
So I guess I could say that I have his back.
Track one, is it?
Track one.
Right. But you think he's a clown, or do you respect him for the song?
Yeah, I would
great
say
singer,
so.
Great singer, right? In his, when his voice was prime.
And what a TV show he had.
Did you watch The Osbournes? I never watched an episode.
I do remember watching The Osbournes.
Was it funny?
It was interesting.
It was
amazing how you couldn't understand anything.
But is there something? There's something redeemably lovable about Ozzy, isn't there?
Yeah, he's like a weird, like he is kind of a clown.
Yeah.
Especially in that show, he was the clown.
Man, I wish, you know, if we could play like 7 or 8 of his tunes right now, it would melt minds, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, especially those first couple albums. Oh, mama.
Saying goodbye to your war weed. the K-hole. Wow, going down.
In the K-hole.
Acapella, going down.
Down. In the K-hole.
Get over here, baby. That's it for me, Clay Pigeon. I'm done. That's it. Wake and Bake is long gone. It's time for the Garbage Man at Garbage Time on WFMU. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU. Hot stacks of wax. We're laying them down, spinning them around in 3D, baby. The 50,000-watt flamethrower on the Hudson. I'm Clay Pigeon. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. 6 a.m. to 9. Wake and Bake. Farmer surveys his field, lamenting his soybeans' paltry yield. In the barn, a poor doing Duroc bore grunts incessantly as the farmer does his chores. Grunting all the time, grunting, grunting, no good for bacon, so poor doing. Grunting obnoxious pig, desperate hog. From his pocket the farmer produces a pecan log. Gnawing now upon his pecan log, the farmer pets his scrawny dog. The dog's skin beset with awful mange, it rolls upon the firing range, where the farmer's sons shoot their pistols, and the lone drum major blows his whistles. One of the farmer's sons is a drum major with the community college band, and he marches round the soybean field. He's up at the crack of dawn in full uniform, it's a pretty big deal, but it deeply concerns his mom. I want my son to get married and give me a grandchild. But a drum major's son wants to move to San Francisco and go wild, while his brothers are shooting their pistols on the range. And the dog rolls in the dirt to treat his mange, and the farmer does his chores within the barn, and the Duroc boar just lies upon its side. Till one afternoon they deduced that it had died, so they buried it in a trench behind the shed, and they poked it with a rake to make sure it was dead. Oh, it twitched for a moment, but when the twitching was done, the burial chores were given to the youngest son. Then beside the grave of the Duroc boar, the drum major marches no more, and within the barn alone, the desperate farmer does his final chore. You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.